Greetings, everyone. Along Minglaba Kamya. I'm Kenneth Wong. Channel Kenneth Wong Ba. Easy Burmese Kapyan Jozo Lightbare. Welcome back to Easy Burmese. If you have faithfully listened to all the dialogues done, all the exercises, and all the chapters that have been covered so far, I must say, you have come a long way. We started off together by listening in on the three friends meeting one another at the airport. We tag along as our couple Samantha and Nang U spend the day in Shwe Gong Pagoda, sampling tea shop snacks, having family meals, take Burmese lessons, visit souvenir shops, and explore the night market of Yangon. Now they must say goodbye to their local friend Win San. So this is going to be the last lesson, the last thinganza for this book. When Win San asks Nang U when he'll come back, Nang U's reply is, "Now, Ling A La Lao." Now is the particle that means later or from now on. Ling a la, 4 or 5 months, is how you would say in Burmese in about 4 or 5 months. Jayen means have passed or have gone by. The last particle in the sentence, bo, is a casual but emphatic way to end a sentence. For example, if you're introducing your girlfriend, you can say da chano amyo thami ba in a formal way. But you might also say da chano amyo thami ba to say, this is my girlfriend, of course. In this chapter in the book, under Pattern Practice 1, titled When Will You Be Back, there are a bunch of expressions. I'd like to lead you through them, so follow along, please. Now, le nga ye lao cha yen ba. In about 4 or 5 days from now. Now, ling a balao jayen po. In about 4 or 5 weeks from now. Now, ling a nai lao jayen po. In about 4 or 5 hours from now. Now, ling a manila jayen po. In about 4 or 5 minutes from now. Now, ling a nilao jayen po. In about 4 or 5 years from now. Now, dalala jayen po. In about a month from now. Now, snayela jayen po. In about 2 days from now. Now, thongbala jayen po. In about 3 weeks from now. Now, lenayela jayen po. In about 4 hours from now. Now, chaoyela jayen po. In about 6 days from now. Now, kwananilao jayen po. In about 7 years from now. Now, chiyelao jayen po. In about 8 days from now. Now, kolalao jayen po. In about 9 months from now. Now, senayilao jayen po. In about 10 hours from now. Okay, since you have learned how to specify a specific time frame, let's add some actions to it, shall we? Under Pattern Practice 2, titled Place, Time, Action, there are a series of statements. Follow along, please. Now, tanai lao jaye, yong lame. I'll come to the office in about an hour from now. Now, tanai lao jaye, jiang thua me. I'll go to school in about 2 hours from now. Now, thong nai lao jaye, ain piang me. I'll go home in about 3 hours from now. Now, le ye lao jaye, Mandalay thua me. I'll go to Mandalay in about 4 days from now. Now, nga ye lao jaye, Bagan thua me. I'll go to Bagan in about 5 days from now. Now, chao ye lao jaye, San Francisco, Piame. I'll go back to San Francisco in about 6 days from now. Now, Kwanamani Lao Chaye, Li Zek Lame. I'll come to the airport in about 7 minutes from now. Let's talk about three different verbs of movement. One is Thwa, to go. Another one is La, to come. And the last one is Pian, to go back. Thua is a generic verb that means you go somewhere. For example, Ze thuare, I go to the market. Yong thuare, I go to the office. Jiang thuare, I go to school. La is the verb to come. So, for example, Samantha ze lare, Samantha came to the market. Samantha 연락해. Samantha came to the office. And Samantha 장락해. Samantha came to school. The last verb, 변, is to return to one's point of origin, to go back. For example, 저는 인 변매. I'll go home. 저는 San Francisco 변매. I'll go back to San Francisco, because that's where I live. And if you use the verb 변 without stating any destination, it implies that you're going home, you're going back to hotel, or you're going back to wherever it is that you came from. So it's important to know the distinctions of those three. With that, I have also finished delivering the last lesson, the last thinganza for this book. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be part of your Burmese study journey. And I'd like to thank you for supporting Easy Burmese published by Tuttle Publishing. So, 제주 아미아지 대마레. Thank you very much. And I will not say goodbye. As I've always done, I will only say, 나마 뒤메. See you later.